hype about 2+2 talks India is holding with US, Japan, Australia, and now Russia. My name is Tenzin Zompa, and in today's edition of the Print Pod, I bring to you the podcast version of the article written by a senior associate editor, Nayanima Basu. India now has a 2+2 format dialogue mechanism on strategic and security issues with four of its key strategic partners, Russia being the latest. The three others, Australia, the United States and Japan, are also Quad partners. Later on Monday, Russia will join other countries with which India holds a 2+2 ministerial dialogue. This year, India also held its inaugural 2+2 talks with Australia. With the United States and Japan, such talks have been going on for the last 2-3 years. India held its first 2+2 dialogue with the United States in September 2018, which took place in New Delhi between then External Affairs Minister late Sushma Swaraj and former Defense Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former US Secretary of State Michael R. Pompeo and former US Secretary of Defense James N. Mattis. The 2+2 dialogue is held between the foreign and defense ministers of two countries and is generally seen to be aimed at creating a mechanism under which the bilateral relationship takes a decisive strategic turn with greater integration of defense, security, and intelligence apparatus. A 2+2 ministerial dialogue enables both sides to understand each other's strategic sensitivities more deeply while taking into account the political nuances of the relationship and also enabling the building of a more strategic grouping in a rapidly changing global environment, diplomatic and strategic sources told the Print. The launch of the 2+2 with the United States was seen as a reflection of the shared commitment by both governments to provide a positive forward-looking vision for the India-US strategic partnership and to promote synergy in their diplomatic and security efforts. So far, there have been three rounds of 2+2 talks between New Delhi and the United States, which have also proved to be instrumental in both sides signing the American Defense Foundational Pacts. The first US Defense Pact Communications Compatibility and Security Agreement, which had been in the discussions phase for a long time, was signed after the first 2+2 dialogue. During the subsequent two 2+2 dialogues, India and the US closely aligned their strategic interests under the Indo-Pacific framework, even as they inked the Basic Exchange and Cooperation Agreement for Geospatial Cooperation. These 2+2 engagements do have significance beyond signaling and broader optics. They help sustain and strengthen India's most important relationships in international diplomacy. High-level engagement is the mark of a strong partnership. It allows each side to build and sustain trust and to ensure that the top priorities stay at the top of the agenda. Michael Kugelman, Deputy Director and Senior Associate for South Asia, the Wilson Center, told the Print. A chief advantage of 2+2 talks is that they bring together the highest ranking defense officials to reinforce top security priorities, and this can transcend politics, he added. India held its first 2+2 dialogue with Japan, another Quad member, on November 30, 2019, which culminated in New Delhi and Tokyo signing the reciprocal provision of supplies and services between the Self-Defense Forces of Japan and the Indian Armed Forces, also called Acquisition and Cross-Servicing Agreement or ACSA, in September 2020. The 2+2 ministerial dialogue with Japan had also angered China as New Delhi and Tokyo discussed maritime domain security and freedom of navigation. The 2+2 format of talks is an effective way to promote security cooperation recently because China is using many types of methods including military, diplomacy and economy to expand their influence. China cannot modernize their military without an ample budget and neither can it continue the Belt and Road Initiative without a proper budget. Therefore, to deal with China, diplomacy including economic policy and military should be coordinated and reducing China's income improves the military situation. Therefore, 2+2 is a more effective way to deal with the problem of China, said Satoru Nagao, a non-resident fellow at Hudson Institute. There is a possibility that the more India cooperates with Quad, the more China will escalate their pressure toward India in the Indochina border area. If so, the Galwan incident was one of the typical examples. If China really believes and does so, compared with Quad, bilateral-based 2+2 is easier for India to talk about security cooperation, he added. In September 2021, India held its first ever 2+2 ministerial dialogue with Australia, even as both countries elevated their relationship to the level of comprehensive strategic partnership and signed the key defence pact in 2020. While most of the negotiations and work happen in between at the office level, a 2+2 format dialogue nevertheless helps in bringing the countries closer and gives out a message of active engagement, said Gitesh Sharma, former Indian envoy to Australia and former Secretary of Minister of External Affairs. If we talk about why a 2+2 with Russia, Russia is one of those countries with which a 2+2 format talk fits perfectly in India's foreign policy, sources said. While India and Russia have shared a strategic relationship since October 2000, which later got upgraded to Special and Privileged Strategic Partnership in December 2010, it is only now that both countries are having their first 2+2 format dialogue, even as the bilateral ties are facing a number of troubles. To be sure, the India-Russia 2+2 does have a particularly strong signaling component when seen against the backdrop of the S-400 controversy. It can be read as a reminder to Washington that the S-400 deal and broader India-Russia defense cooperation will continue regardless of US concerns. But surely this is something that Washington knows already, and there is still enough substance to India-Russia relations that a 2+2 shouldn't simply be seen as a gesture of defiance directed at Washington. Avert Kugelman. According to Sharma, holding the 2+2 talks with Russia was much needed. This gives out a strong message to the world that India sees everyone to be on the same level. This is visible messaging, and this will also show that the defense-to-defense relationship between both countries is robust. He also underlined that having a 2+2 with Russia also means that India is not in anyone's camp and that bilateral ties between Moscow and New Delhi are traditional and comprehensive. Thank you for listening. We will be soon back with another episode of the Print Pod.